Hardly a day goes by without bullets ringing out around the Kanyaruchinya camp for internally displaced persons, or loud bangs from heavy weapons being heard from the front lines in Kibumba. Joseph Vumilia, recently displaced from Kibati, can take it no longer. She says that since she arrived in the camp, bullets have been flying every day. She says she fled the insecurity and is stunned to see that it continues to this day. International organizations are doing their best to help the displaced despite the worrying security situation around the camp. The country director of the international organization Tearfund, Popi Angwendia, reveals that they are determined to assist the displaced despite the security situation. She says her organization is involved in water distribution, hygiene and sanitation, and food security. She says that despite the insecurity and fear in the camps, they are determined to save people in emergencies. Civil society in North Kivu province continues to call on the Congolese government all means necessary to rout the M23 rebels and enable thousands of displaced families in the camp around Goma to return to their normal lives. Christian Kalamo is a member of civil society. He says that the authorities are taking good care of the displaced who are not doing well even psychologically. He says that they need to be reassured of a calm environment in which to live before the end of the war. For some time now, sporadic clashes have been reported between groups of young reservists and militia in Nyiragongo territory, jeopardizing the peace of mind of displaced people in various camps around and in the city of Goma. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.